News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for our weekly update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Alicia is here, and first of all, congratulations on your appointment to a state board.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it, and I'm excited to be serving the state and serving the state employees through this advisory committee.
And the advisory committee is about what?
It is about the state employee charitable campaign, so it is option for employees throughout the state, working at any state agency, to have the opportunity to be able to give back to their communities through over 1,300 different charities each year.
Which is something that the state employees campaign takes place in the fall, so we'll be talking about that later this year. But again, work goes on year-round, and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
We have a guest today.
We do. We have Jonathan Mitchell from Adult and Teen Challenge. He's here as one of our United Way agency representatives. Adult and Teen Challenge is one of our brand new community impact partners this grant term. And so we're really excited to have them on board and to be supporting them. And I think Jonathan's going to share a little bit about what they do.
First of all, welcome to the community. And what is Adult and Teen Challenge about?
Well, first of all, thank you, and thank you for an opportunity to share our relationship with United Way is very important, and I think what we do in the community is very important for the Brazos Valley area. Adult and Teen Challenge is a program that provides help for people that have life-controlling issues such as drugs and alcohol. Our organization has a total of 7 campuses, with Brenham being a men's transitional-type living program. We also have a women's and children's program, which is located in the Houston area, and a boys adolescent program, which is located in Bastrop, Texas. The Brenham campus in itself, it's a transitional type living program. And what we do is that we enable men that have been in the other campuses for a period of 7 months to come to our program and begin to wean themselves back into society by, first of all, going out and finding jobs, and also continuing their educational studies, and then also establishing bank accounts and becoming responsible with their finances.
So a little bit of background about yourself and how you became interested in the organization and the type of work that you all do, particularly in Brenham then.
Okay, myself, I am a product of this ministry. Back in 2000, I had some life-controlling issues and was able to come to this program and work through those issues. And now I find myself as the director of the Brenham campus. Some of the things that we do is basically that we form a relationship with the community, and then businesses within the communities, and we encourage them to give our men a second chance at life and finding jobs. And then we have other support from United Way, which helps fund our everyday operation of the program. And then Wells Fargo does a very good job at helping to come in and teach our guys financial responsibility, along with the Dave Ramsey University.
And that's something that I'm guessing that as you learned personally, you're able to give back to those who are making the same life adjustments now as you are going through.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I can tell you that over the last couple of months, I've really been engaged hands-on with each and every man on a daily basis. And even though it's a little wearing at times, it's definitely, definitely rewarding.
Alicia, what was the interest of the United Way board in bringing Adult and Teen Challenge on board?
Well, one of our big kind of reasons that we were really excited about Adult and Teen Challenge was we were really wanting to get back out into that Brenham area. We even had a partner out there for a little while, and so it was an easy opportunity that we saw to be able to reach back out into those farther outlying regions outside of Bryan College Station. And it's just a great program that really is giving back to this community.
In fact, I've been pestering Allison in prior interviews and making a crusade of mine. It's not United Way of Brazos County, it's United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Exactly.
Jonathan, what else do we need to share with the listeners about the program?
We are looking for repurposed individuals that are retired that may want to give back in the sense of working and sharing their wisdom, their experience in life with our men. We can always use mentors and individuals that will come alongside of us and partner with us in that area.
And how does one go about doing that if we've piqued somebody's interest?
Yes, you can call us directly at 979-337-9696, or you can go to our website, which is www.tctexas.org.
Anything else that I missed that we need to share with listeners?
If any have any type of drug controlling issue, they can definitely contact us, and we'd be more than willing to help.
Same phone number and same website, then.
That is correct.
All right, very good. And a continuing reminder, Alicia, that as the community campaign continues, that there are still opportunities to have presentations and be able to schedule events. And how does one go about doing that?
Oh, definitely. We are still well underway with our community campaign. I'm actually headed to one here in a couple of minutes. They can visit our website, uwbv.org, and grab my email address off there, which is eblackwell@uwbv.org. And we'd love to get something scheduled. We love coming out to just about any type of organization and company in our community and sharing the work that we're doing.
Again, Alicia Blackwell, United Way of the Brazos Valley. Jonathan Mitchell, thank you so much for introducing us to Adult and Teen Challenge. And this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.